just created the world. They took some time off on day 7 because making dragons and hobbits was tiring. But a lesser known fact is that on the 5th, when Brahma and Buddha made the birds and the fish, they showed up to work in pajamas, and that was the very first casual Friday. Casual Friday. Reflections are shining in the glass of the office door, sliding open onto the beautiful world. So take off your necktie and put on your Uggs. Find your tearaway track pants, fill the pockets with drugs. Wear your sunglasses all morning because you don't have to make any eye contact. When you arrive at the office, high five everyone. Jimmy Buffett through the intercom. Today you can all do whatever you want. It's written right there in your contract. Casual Friday. Our reflections are shining in the glass of the office door, sliding open onto the beautiful world. Wear novelty socks, an inappropriate dress. Drink cocktails at lunch, leave the break. There's no boots to lick, there's no one to impress. There's no fear of reviews or dismissals. And there's no need for human resources no more. We tip waste baskets and casually pour gas on the floor. Light a casual match as we walk out the door. And we all play our flutes and our whistles. As long as we take a casual approach to employment, every day can be casual Friday.
Put yourself on display. The bookshelf, it is leaning to the left. Fair trade coffee's pouring like a deep oil well. Change the wheel, change the world. Right here at the Communist Cafe. Change the wheel, change the world. Strip that white man of his capitalist band. To go to 21-year-olds bond together, take down this world. Headquartered in a small northern town, epicenter of that big old storm that's bound to come. Change the wheel, change the world. Right here at the Communist Cafe. Revolution to come round the round table discussing what needs to be done. Oh, we must turn things upside down, keep the lights down low till the explosion's begun. Change the wheel, change the world. Right here at the Communist Cafe. Change the wheel.
You've been listening to Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area. And we ended off that set with a track from Ron Leary's Dependent Rising.
Yeah, and that was a release going back to, I believe it was
2010.
So we heard the track Communist Cafe, and there is something to note about this set. Everything that we played is going to somehow relate to a live show happening within the recent future, very not too distant future. In fact, this one, not too distant at all. It's happening tonight. Ron Leary is performing as a birthday celebration for, believe it or not, Ron Leary. Happy birthday, Ron.
Happy birthday, Ron. And it's happening at the Dominion House, the DH, here in Windsor. Tonight starts around 9:30, and highly recommended to go. There's going to be Tara Watts is going to open, and Travis Rietsma is going to open, and also Ron Leary is going to have his full band.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't always play with his full band, but his full band's coming down to play for this set, and also there's going to be lots of guests, so it's going to be a wonderful evening. And there's actually, it's pay what you can. So if you want to go and you're like, oh, I don't know if I can pay cover, well, just come on out and hear some good music. And if you are able to, you know, donate something, then you can. And we heard the excellent track from Dependent Rising, Communist Cafe. Before that, we heard a track from an EP that was put out featuring members of The Burning Hell and Shotgun Jimmy. Now, the members of Burning Hell, Ariel and Matthias and Shotgun Jimmy, that's what they're calling it. And then the EP is called Hardly Working. And this is a actual album / EP that they put out for a UK tour they're doing together, which is happening now. And we heard the track Casual Friday. And this was a song written by Matthias of
Burning Hell. Yes.
And it's a great one. There's some really cool songs on here. And apparently there's actually there's 6 songs available digitally. But if you're able to get the cassette that they currently have while on tour, there's a whole other side of songs. They are not going to be online. So I'm hoping in the future maybe they'll put out a full length.
Yeah, it will be an LP / EP, where right now digitally it's only available with these 6 songs, but then we'll have a full length basically. That will be amazing to see if we can get that. And time permitting, we might play another track from that EP to end off the show, but we'll see. Prior to that, we did play from Alison Brown, who will be performing a show at Fog Lounge on April 13th.
So next Saturday.
Next Saturday. So we heard the track Scavengers from her Stitches and Incisions record from 2015. And she's not performing alone. There's going to be some guests with her.
And she's playing with Mike Houston, previously known as Lonesome Lefty, and also a band from, I believe, London, Ontario is coming down called The Heartaches. And they always put on a great show when Allison and Lefty do a show. It's always a good time. That's Fog next week, highly recommended. And we started off with a newer track from Waxahachie, who has a show also coming up in April at the Majestic Theater in Detroit.
That's right. On April 21st, she will be performing from her latest release, Tiger's Blood. It is getting a lot of critical acclaim, and rightfully so. Fantastic a series of songwriting and performances on this one, featuring a number of different musicians, some of which they're fleeting my mind right now, but an incredible roster, including, I think, MJ Letterman as well. He's doing some guitar work on this. We heard the track Bored. Now, coming up next, we're going to hear something from a surprise release, and there's been a lot of those on this show, but this one came out of nowhere. We just found out about it last week. This song is by Cindy Lee, who is actually the recording alias of
Patrick Flagel.
Mm-hmm.
Previously of the band Women.
Mm-hmm. And we've played Cindy Lee quite a few times on the program before. I really like this recording project, but this one is a double record. It is 32 songs, an incredible length of a record, and it is fantastic. I described it as 60s girl group music on acid, but I don't mean like hallucinogenic acid. I mean corrosive acid. It feels dangerous in the best possible way. I think this is going to stand out as one of the best releases of the year. I'm really excited for this. The album is titled Diamond Jubilee, and we're going to hear the song Glitz from it. We're also going to hear some new music from Ecstasy and Daniel Romano before we end off the program.
You've been listening to Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area and syndicating across several different stations throughout Canada. I've been your host, Dave Constantino, joined with Adam Pelche, and we came back there from a set of two tracks, ending off with a song by a band known as Ecstasy.
That's right. Now, if you're trying to look them up, it might be kind of difficult. They spell their name E-X. Sorry, E. You would think it would be E-X or E-C. No, it's E-K-K-S-T-A-C-Y.
Oh, so it's like X, Stacy.
Exactly.
Ah.
Or X, Stacy. I don't know.
Okay.
Everyone listening, I'm sorry I made that sound into the microphone, but we heard from their self-titled release with the song, I Guess We Made It This Far. Definitely great for fans of post-punk with that one. And then I guess you could argue for fans of post-punk, but also proto-punk, what we heard before, the latest from Cindy Lee from their, well, double record, and I think it's maybe their fifth or sixth release overall at this point, Diamond Jubilee. We heard the track Glitz. And I think we're going to be playing some more stuff from that coming up in the future. It is a great release if you're a fan of, like we mentioned, like proto-punk, particularly glam rock, T-Rex or Bowie. I think you're really going to dig this release from Cindy Lee, who is probably best known as Patrick Flegel, formerly of the band Women.
Yeah, and this kind of, as we mentioned earlier, it's just they just kind of announced it. Honestly, it didn't come out through normal like news outlets. I believe Preoccupations just shared it somewhere on social media saying, hey, you should listen to this.
Cindy Lee is interesting because they don't really have a major social media platform, which I appreciate. They have a GeoCities website, and to purchase the album, you're not really going to find it in stores now. There's no wide distributor of it. You actually have to put a money order or some sort of like
e-transfer
forward to Patrick Flegel on the site to either be able to purchase the MP3s or to get a CD copy of it.
Yeah, he has a GeoCities website where you can get it in wave format. Exclaim magazine described this album as the greatest thing Cindy Lee's ever put to her name, a radio signal from another era, scrambled by alien frequencies on its way to us.
I couldn't agree more. It is a fantastic release, and you'll definitely be hearing more from it as the weeks go on. But that just about does it. Make sure you tune in next week. We're going to be playing more great music, and we're going to be playing also a little bit of a tribute, another anniversary for an album, this time the second release from the band Meat Puppets. So you're going to want to tune in for that.
And Mark Hasbon is up next here on CJAM FM with the Cowboys and Indies radio program. And yeah, we're just about through. We got a track, maybe two left, if time. We're actually going to play a song from the latest release by Daniel Romano's Outfit. This is the last album they kind of recorded with this lineup they were playing with for quite a number of years. And now it's kind of changed. The bass player and Juliana Riolino kind of went out to do her solo thing. So
very successfully, too, may we add.
Yeah. So, but they're featured on this record. And Danny Romano came through Windsor not too long ago, and they played some of these songs with the new band lineup, and it was great. So the new release is called Too Hot to Sleep, and we're going to hear a track from this release. What are we going to hear, Adam?
We're going to hear the song Chatter to end this edition of Revolution Rock. Remember to check out the website at Revolution Rock, a.k.a. RevRock.blogspot.com.